It's good to be with you again. My name is Reverend Raymond Rivera, and this is The Nabi, a prophetic pastoral network. In the first two podcasts, I spoke about captivity and some of the issues and problems and questions that are derived from this state of captivity, which I define as a state that separates you from God, it separates you from each other, and it separates you from your environment, from your surroundings, from your community. It's a state of alienation and rebellion against God, against your creative purpose. It's a state of rebellion against God's plan for your life. This theology of captivity is rooted in the fall, where man and women rebel against God. And as a result of that rebellion, they bring in this state of captivity. The fall, them falling from God's plan, from God's grace, from God's purpose, brings in, ushers in captivity. And all of the problems and consequences of this state of captivity can be seen in how the systems that we live in continuously fail us. So this understanding of captivity illuminates our wisdom and knowledge, and we then can with certainty say that the systems of the world are not the answer. Marxism is not the answer. Socialism is not the answer. But then capitalism also is not the answer. All of these systems are fallen. All of these systems are in a state of captivity. Our faith, our confidence as believers is in the rule and the kingdom of God. As we understand this captivity, we understand that the whole Bible, the whole revelation of God is written in captivity. The whole Bible finds itself in a state of captivity, and the covenant community, the children of Israel, are always in a state of captivity. There's the Egyptian captivity. There's the Persian captivity. There's the Babylonian captivity. And then there's the Roman captivity. So the whole Bible unfolds in a situation of captivity. And from this state, we see how the covenant community navigated itself, how they worked through these different situations of captivity. So today I'm going to talk about four models, four situations that they found themselves in and how they dealt with it. The first one is the Egyptian captivity. And that's where for 400 years the children of Israel are in captivity, and then God calls their liberator Moses. And Moses comes to Pharaoh and he confronts Pharaoh. He says, "Let my people go." The first model is confrontation. No negotiation. No compromise. Moses goes for the jugular. He tells Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh tries to negotiate. "You can leave, but leave your livestock. You can leave, but leave the children." And Moses says, "Absolutely not. We're all going." Moses confronts the power system, confronts the structure of oppression. And sometimes God calls us to the model of confrontation. We have to confront those things around us. We can't try to navigate it. There's no room for compromise. Our call is to confront. And you may be in a situation in your ministry. You may be in a situation in your life where you have to confront the system, confront the structure, confront those things that are in your life that are negative. So one of the modern expressions of that is Martin Luther King, where he goes to Birmingham, and in the famous letter from a Birmingham jail, Martin Luther King goes to Birmingham to confront the Jim Crow segregation laws. And there, a group of white ministers find him in jail, and they're shocked. They said, how can you, a minister, be in jail? How can you, a minister, instead of bringing peace, you bring this confrontation? And they visited him, white ministers, in segregated Birmingham. And after they visit him, Martin Luther King writes his famous letter from a Birmingham jail. And he says, you ministers of Birmingham ask me, why am I in jail? My question to you is, why are you not in jail? Given the segregation that had existed here, given the oppressive situation that African Americans and other poor people found themselves in, how come you didn't confront the system? Why did you have to wait till someone from the outside to come in to confront this sinful situation that was blasphemy before the presence of God? So the first model is confrontation. Moses confronted Pharaoh, let my people go. And sometimes we're called to confront those things around us. The second model is not the Egyptian captivity, but it's the Persian captivity. And that's the book of Esdras and Nehemiah. And there you have Nehemiah receiving a messenger from Jerusalem, and he asks him, how are my people doing? And the messenger says, the walls are down and the gates are burned. And Nehemiah immediately weeps and cries and before God for his people. And after 3 months, he goes before the king, and the king says, why are you so depressed, discouraged? He says, my people and my city is in ruins. And the king asks him, what can I do for you? This is the king of Persia. And Nehemiah says, well, I need wood to rebuild the temple. I need material. I need resources. I also need a military escort so I can get through all the dangerous territory. In other words, Nehemiah didn't confront the system like Moses did. Nehemiah collaborated with the system. So the second model is not confrontation, but it's collaboration. Sometimes God doesn't call us to confront. Sometimes we have to collaborate with power. Sometimes, and they're unlikely partners. These were heathens, these were pagans. They didn't know God in the same way that the Israelites knew God. But sometimes help comes from strange and extraordinary places. So you that are in the community, you that are in ministry, sometimes God doesn't call you to confront situations. He calls you to collaborate with situations. So as we begin to discern where God is moving us, the third model in the Bible, it's the Babylonian captivity. And they're the three Hebrew children. They're in Babylon. And the king chooses among the best of the captives to bring into the service of the palace. And he brings them in and he educates them in the language and the science of the Babylonians. And after their training, he puts them into positions of government. They become governors. So the third model is not confrontation. It's not collaboration. It's civic engagement. And that model is when you're actually asked to become part of the system. You join the system. They became governors. They became a part of it. So sometimes God gives you opportunities to enter the system, to become part of the system, not to confront the system, not to collaborate with it, but to actually to become an integral part of it. And the Bible there rhetorically tells us that we have permission to do that. But let me explain to you that it's dangerous to go into the system. God allows you to go in, but it's dangerous. Why? Because one day the king had a dream, and in the dream he saw a statue, and he built a statue, and then he gave a decree that every subject of the system, at the sound of the trumpet, at the sound of the cymbal, had to bow before the statue. Now the three Hebrew children had a choice. Would they bow to an idol? Would they bow to man? And they came to the conclusion that they would not bow. it came to the ear of the king, and the king brought them forth and said, I heard that you're not going to bow before me. And they said, no, we're not bowing. We can't bow. It violates our convictions. It violates our understanding of what God wants us to do. So the problem with the third model of civic engagement is that once you're in the system, you may be asked to bow. Your loyalty may be challenged. And when that happens, we have to say unequivocally, we're not bowing. Our loyalty is to God. It's not to human institutions. It's not to human systems. In the fourth model, I call it confronting our own community. And Jeremiah there preaches to his own people and tells them that they were going to come into judgment and God was going to judge them. And they refused to believe it. They called them a traitor. They called them a cynic. They called them a pessimist. But he was faithful. They put him in jail. In the model, confronting your own community, sometimes your own community treats you worse than people outside. So sometimes, but we cannot say no. If God calls you to confront your own people, confront your own board, confront your own situation, we must submit to what God calls us to. So these are these four models in a situation of captivity. The first one, the Egyptian captivity, confrontation. The second one, the Persian captivity, collaboration. The third one, the Babylonian captivity, civic engagement. And the fourth one, the Jeremiah model, confronting your own community. I don't know which model God is calling you to, but I'm sure that he's calling you to one of them. They're not sequential. Sometimes you begin in one, you end up in another. Sometimes God calls you to confront, you end up collaborating. Sometimes he calls you to collaborate, you end up confronting. Sometimes you go within the system. Sometimes you're working in all the models simultaneously. But everyone is called to minister in a situation of captivity. This is your calling. This is Reverend Dr. Raymond Rivera, and this is the NABI, a pastoral prophetic network. I hope the Lord guides you and directs you in how you have to minister in this situation of captivity. My name is Reverend Raymond Rivera, and this is the NABI, a pastoral prophetic network. Until the next podcast, where we'll talk about the methodology of moving into the situation of captivity.